This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. The Mackenzie River Trust is embarking on a project to turn gravel beds into native fish habitat on its Green Island property north of Eugene. The project brings together two unexpected partners, conservationists and the gravel industry. The Coburg Aggregate Reclamation Project, or CARP, is at a place along the historic Mackenzie River Channel where gravel was mined for many years. Now three ponds are the remnants of that mining operation. Joe Mall is executive director of Mackenzie River Trust.
For Chinook salmon or Oregon chub or other fish that evolved to take advantage of a really active floodplain that ebbs and flows with the season, ponds like this can be a real problem. So our goal is to restore connection between these ponded areas and the channels so that native fish that come in during high water can also get out more easily.
The project involves moving about 100,000 cubic yards of gravel. That's where Wildish Company comes in.
I'm Randy Lettick with the Wildish Companies, and we've been hired by the Mackenzie River Trust to help them bring their plans to reality.
Wildish will ease the slopes of the ponds to make them more hospitable to native fish and wildlife. They'll also build a channel to connect the ponds to the river so salmon can migrate. Lettick expects the project to take 3 months. He says since the 1970s, the state has required restoration of old gravel mines. He sees these kinds of projects as good opportunities for the gravel industry.
And so this will be interesting to see how this shapes up and the habitat that it can provide for wildlife. There are other examples in Eugene. The Delta Ponds were reconfigured. You look up and down and across the state of Oregon and the river systems in Coos Bay, these gravel pits have been turned into cranberry bogs.
Lettick says it's a chance for a gravel company to work with conservationists toward a common goal. Joe Mall says this project is in keeping with Mackenzie River Trust's mission to bring back a living river.
It restores a bit of what the river had historically, which was just more sway, more places to go out onto the floodplain, more conveyance.
The $1 million project is funded by the Bonneville Power Administration, the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and Meyer Memorial Trust. Mackenzie River Trust is holding its Living River Celebration at Green Island Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the one time of year when the property is open to the public. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, at Green Island, north of Eugene.